Now it's time for 300 Villages. This week, we're heading to Kasan, located in southeast Alaska on Prince of Wales Island. The coastal native village is home to the oldest Haida building in the world.
I'm Frederick Otilius Olson, Jr., and I'm from Kasan. I'm a Eagle. I'm a Haida, Alaskan Haida. You'd see the greenest trees. You'd see a lot of water. You probably, if you couldn't see, you'd feel a lot of water falling on you in a surprising amount all day long, maybe for weeks, and clean air. Friendly people. Kasan is kind of funny. You know, people of working age either work for the tribe, Organized Village of Kasan, or there's a few jobs with the city of Kasan. And some people work in, they might live in Kasan, but they work in another community or, you know, have seasonal work and whatnot. Oh, for fun and tradition, at the same time, one might walk out to Naiwan, the whale house. As it's known widely, the last traditional Haida building in the United States, currently being restored. It was never originally built or intended to be a community hall or anything. You know, it was Chief Sunnyhat's home, his wife and extended family like that. It's exciting. We're following in our ancestors' footsteps and in their footprint of the building. It was originally built where it is now in 1880. Kasan was one of the hardest hit by diseases of contact. That may have been one of the reasons that led Sunnyhat to build the house where he did, because of all the deaths. In our part of southeast Alaska, you can have days where it's sort of in the 40s somewhere, kind of rainy. You could have that day any time of the year, even July, November, where a temperate rainforest would get well over 100 inches of rain a year. Just where I want to be, it's hard to explain.
Frederick Otilius Olson Jr. is from Kasan. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. If you want to hear your community featured, send us an email at news@alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Margaret Friedenauer, Jolene Amendadas, Annie Feit, and Dave Waldron. Tune in next week for more unique stories from across the state. I'm Lisa Fu.